Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 7:19. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. Changing conversations a little bit. We do need to try and understand what is going on a little bit closer to home. Wayne Sussman, he's an analyst. He joins us. Good morning, Wayne. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very sorry to hear about your loss, but I'm good, thanks. It's great to be chatting with you again.
It's lovely to speak to you. So let's try and get a sense, because although I only had a half an eye on other news that didn't involve what we were dealing with yesterday, there was a lot going on in terms of coalition talks. Where are we?
Thanks, Howard. So let's start with the IFP and the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal, because that's interesting, because I think in order to understand what the DA are saying, we need to see what happened there. And what happened in KwaZulu-Natal was the IFP made a promise after the elections to say that they would not work with the ANC. And a few days later after that, President Ramaphosa had a meeting with Mangosuthu Buthelezi on his birthday, and he delivered the ultimate birthday present to himself and a great present to the ANC, where they said, in the interest of stability, we will have an agreement where the ANC came first in KwaZulu-Natal, they'll have the mayor. And where the IFP came first, obviously under 50%, the IFP will have the mayor. Now we come to Gauteng. I think it's important to have that political parties are saying we need stability. The DA have said that we can form a stable coalition in Tshwane, in the capital city of Pretoria, with parties like Action SA, the Freedom Front, and a few others. However, in Johannesburg, I think Herman Mashaba was expecting the DA to reciprocate and say, even though I came behind the DA, it's clear that I have a lot of the opposition parties which back me. It's clear that the voters didn't want the ANC to come in. And I want the DA to back me in return for my support in Tshwane. John Steenhuisen on the weekend gave a press conference and said, look, his party cannot support the ANC. And his party was hurt by its dalliance, by its association with the EFF. So now, what's going to happen in the Johannesburg Council meeting is that they're going to not be the normal two mayoral candidates put forward, but at least three mayoral candidates.
But it seems to me that we're getting further and further away from a solution then.
Yeah, this is uncharted water. I can't recall when last in South Africa for a mayoral election or a premier election or a presidential election in parliament, because obviously the voters decide, sorry, not the, the elected members decide who becomes president. The elected members of that council decide who becomes mayor. I cannot recall when last more than two candidates were put forward. But I think the following will happen. That's because, let's assume the EFF also throw their hat to be in the mayor. I think they'll have the least votes and they'll be eliminated first.
Right.
I then wonder whether they will transfer their votes to Herman Mashaba. And in round two, the DA will be eliminated. And I'm wondering whether the DA will then transfer their vote to Mashaba, and that through a convoluted coalition will take over Johannesburg.
Very, very interesting. So we shouldn't give up hope yet, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Look, I think politicians need to be mature and realize that coalitions didn't work over the last 5 years. They need to work better in the next 5 years. There's a very important article in the Business Day this morning about not just acceding to small parties' demands for big positions. I'm hoping that politicians understand that what happened to the ANC and the DA in this election might happen to them the next time if they mess up the coalitions.
Yeah, and how much ego is involved? You know, I spoke last week, both to Herman Mashaba and John Steenhuisen, trying to get a sense. And both of them seem to want the right thing for the people of South Africa. But then when we see the reporting on it, or we hear what's going on behind the scenes, it sounds quite tough. But maybe that's just negotiations, and we should rather step back at this point than listen to everything that's being said.
The egos are bigger than the size of the Frederfort Dome near Parys. The bluster is out of control. Boxing promoters or wrestling promoters could learn from Herman Mashaba and Helen Ziller. But I think that it is bluster. I'm sure that it's in the opposition's interest for the DA to have a mayor with a stable coalition in Tshwane. I'm sure it's in the opposition's interest for there not to be an ANC mayor in Johannesburg.
Absolutely.
And I think ultimately there will be some calming, and I think they'll have to get it over the line. Otherwise, there's not much change from what we saw the last 5 years.
That said, it's a very big risk for the DA if they do agree to Herman Mashaba as the mayor, because effectively what they're doing is they are bolstering Action SA. Now, Action SA already, I would imagine, for the DA is a threat, a very real threat, I think. Even though they're new and even though their numbers are low, for them to have achieved what they did in their first election is incredible. If the DA allow a Herman Mashaba mayor of Johannesburg and he's successful, what does it mean to that long-term battle?
Well, I think this kind of rivalry is actually good. That mayors and parties understand that they have to perform. Otherwise, they're going to be judged harshly by voters again. So the one difference is, I think if the DA transfers its votes to Herman Mashaba when they elect the mayor of Johannesburg, is that the DA will say it's either us or the EFF in your administration. I think Mashaba will want both, but he'll be happy with either. Let's assume the EFF agrees. The DA will then not sit in that government. I think it will be a less stable coalition than what one can see in Tshwane. And the DA will say, look, we ran Tshwane on a stable manner for the next 5 years, whereas Action SA had less success because their coalition was less stable. I think that's the one thing the DA can gamble on.
Right. How do you think, if you were a betting man, which you're absolutely not, because you're somebody who looks only at the numbers and understands trends, but where do you think this is going?
Johannesburg's, as I said, Tshwane, I do think that the DA will, Randall Williams from the DA will become the mayor. Johannesburg, it's really tough, but let's see. I think that Mashaba does have a better chance than the DA. And I think that the opposition parties will try to seize the momentum. Look, the ANC had big gains with the IFP and the Patriotic Alliance. Those parties are not insignificant parties in Johannesburg. But I think if Mashaba can rekindle his old relationship with the EFF, and he was successful in that regard. He was better at working with the EFF than he was with working with some of the base of his former party. If he can do that again, he has a strong chance of being the next mayor of Joburg. I'd back him in that regard. Maybe I'll have shakshuka egg on my face. I don't know.
Well, at this stage, anything can happen. It's incredible. Is this all good news? Does it show bad news? What does it say about where we're at?
Yeah, I mean, I've said this a number of times, but coalitions over the last 5 years, those South Africans who experienced it didn't really have the best experience. And so we woke up on the 2nd of November with so many more South Africans living with the reality that they're going to be living under coalition government. Will we see the maturity? Will we see parties saying it's not just about positions for our friends and for a certain sector of the voters, of our base who voted for us, but that we have to act for the greater good? We have to understand that infrastructure in cities is failing. We have to understand that there is a crisis in many of our towns and cities across the country, and political parties need to be mature and deliver on their promises and deliver basic services, because otherwise our cities and towns are going to regress, and otherwise in 5 years' time we're going to find ourselves in even worse participation and sadly possibly lower participation from voters in the next election.
Absolutely. Wayne Sussman, thank you for your very, very good and analytical insight. It is 7:30. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.